These words that we just heard are some of Jesus' last words to his disciples before he died. And these are some of my last words to you, the priests, the deacons, and the lay faithful of St. Dominic. Some of my last words to you during my time here as your teaching parish seminarian. I'm very grateful for my time here and for the love and support I have received from so many of you. When I began here during my time at St. Dominic, I wasn't certain that I wanted to be a priest. I wasn't certain that God was calling me to be a priest. And I know Father Dave can testify to that fact. But slowly, by the grace of God, by your love and support over these past 4 years, I have grown ever more confident of my call. And now, 4 years later, I stand before you as a priest of 8 days. And although I've only been a priest now for 8 days, I can tell you I've loved every single minute of it. Such an amazing gift to have received from our Lord. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. These are some of Jesus' last words to his disciples, and they are some of the last words that I would like to leave with you today. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I don't think a day goes by in my life when I'm not troubled or afraid about something. And I'm sure many, if not all of you, could also say the same thing. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. This seems like an impossible command to fulfill. Our hearts are troubled at home, at school, at work, sometimes even here at church. Stress, fear, and anxiety are just a part of our daily lives. And I think if we tried to remove them completely, we would probably experience even more stress, fear, and anxiety. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Impossible. How could our Lord command such a thing? And how could Jesus command such a thing when he himself could not even seem to fulfill it? Our gospel today is from John chapter 14. But in each and every one of the three preceding chapters, the gospel describes Jesus as being troubled. In John chapter 11, when Jesus sees Mary weeping over the death of her brother Lazarus, Jesus is, quote, perturbed and deeply troubled. In John chapter 12, when Jesus knows that his hour to suffer and die has finally come, he admits, I am now troubled. And in John chapter 13, Jesus is once again, quote, deeply troubled when he announces that one of his closest friends, that one of his disciples will betray him. Jesus's own heart was troubled. How then could he command us to not be troubled ourselves? You see, Jesus is both fully human and perfectly human. He's fully human because he has everything that we have as humans. He has a human mind, a human heart, a human body, a human soul. He's perfectly human. He has every single thing that we as humans have. But Jesus is also perfectly human because everything that he has perfectly. No part of his humanity is stained by sin. His humanity isn't fallen like ours. It's perfect. Given this, Jesus being troubled, even being deeply troubled, was not because of some defect, because of some flaw in his humanity, because he's fully human and perfectly human. You see, being troubled is actually a reasonable and even a right response to things that are troubling. And what was Jesus troubled by? He was troubled by death, troubled by the death of his friend Lazarus, and even by his own death. And Jesus was troubled by betrayal, by sin. Death and sin, this is what troubled Jesus. It was a reasonable and even a right thing for Jesus to be troubled by death and sin. After all, death and sin are troubling. And so a fully human heart, a perfect human heart like Jesus's, should be troubled by death and sin. Death and sin were not part of God's original plan of creation. Nowhere do we hear in the creation accounts of Genesis that God ever created death or sin. So death and sin are not part of the nature that God created. Death and sin are in a very real way unnatural. You know, we sometimes say, kind of offhandedly, that it's human nature to sin or human nature to die. But you see, that's actually not true, because there's nothing natural about death or sin. It is fallen nature that dies. It is fallen nature that sins. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, as one theologian has said, we don't do nature naturally anymore. So death and sin are not natural, and so it's quite reasonable and actually right for us to be troubled by them. Jesus was certainly troubled by them. And since Jesus is fully human and perfectly human, it's okay for us as well to be troubled by death and sin. But what do we do then with Jesus' command, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid"? The point is not to prevent everyone and everything from troubling our hearts. The point is not to eliminate every possible cause of stress or fear or anxiety from our lives. The point is not to put up impenetrable walls around our hearts so that we will never be disturbed by the sin and death that surrounds us. The point of Jesus' command, what Jesus is asking of us, is not to let our hearts be troubled or afraid without bringing those troubles and fears to our Heavenly Father. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid and alone." Never be alone with your troubles and fears. Bring them before your Heavenly Father, who knows these troubles and fears, who loves you, and who desires to dwell with you and give you his peace. You see, this is precisely what Jesus does when his own heart is troubled. He brings his troubles before his Heavenly Father. When Jesus is perturbed and deeply troubled over the death of his friend Lazarus, what does Jesus do? He raises his eyes to heaven and says, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me." When Jesus is troubled over his own impending death, he once again turns to his Heavenly Father in prayer, saying, "Father, glorify your name." And when Jesus announces his betrayal, he does so, quote, "fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power." Jesus never lets himself be alone with his troubles and his fears, Jesus always brings his troubles and his fears before his heavenly Father. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid and alone. When our own hearts are troubled and afraid, Jesus invites us to imitate him. He invites us to raise our eyes to heaven and to remember that the Father hears us. The Father always hears us. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid and alone. When stress overwhelms us, when fear grips us, when anxiety paralyzes us, when sin and death surround us, let us not run away from these things or put walls up around our hearts. Let us not remain alone, but let us bring our troubles and fears before our Heavenly Father, who loves us and who desires to dwell with us and give us his peace. And let us do this today here at this Mass. You know, if you listen to the prayers of the Mass, the prayers of every single Mass, almost all of them are directed to our Heavenly Father. The entire Mass is a prayer directed to our Heavenly Father. It is Jesus offering himself, his humanity and his divinity, to the Father. And we are invited at every single Mass to unite ourselves to this offering of Jesus. We are invited to unite our own hearts, our hearts that are so often filled with trouble, with anxiety, with worry. We're invited to offer these hearts with Jesus' own heart to the Father. We are invited to give Jesus our fears, our anxieties, whatever stresses us. We're invited to give those to Jesus, and Jesus in turn will bring them before the Father. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid and alone. Let the Father take your troubles and fears. Place those troubles and fears among the bread. Place them into the chalice. And those fears, those worries, those anxieties will be offered to the Father, who loves you, who desires to dwell with you, and to give you his peace.